Do you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast with Sharon Lecter. And today I'm excited to have Melissa Burrow. Melissa, welcome.
Thank you, Sharon. I appreciate you having me on your podcast.
Well, we met just a few months ago at an event, Grow Your Business for God's Sake, I think it was. And it was a wonderful weekend, and we've been kind of in touch. You were just about to launch your book, literally, I think the week before you were launching. And it's been a great success. And we met through both our mutual friend, Lisa Copeland. And so we've been keeping tabs on you. So I want to welcome you and congratulate you on the success of your book. So,
thank you. Thank you. And I'm honored to be a part of your podcast. And of course, I know we both adore Lisa Copeland. She's been an amazing friend and such a supportive person in my life since I've met her. So just really grateful for her friendship.
She is. She's an absolute angel. Now, Melissa, you've had over 20 years in the automotive industry. And what I want to talk a little bit about your book, of course. But I also really kind of want to do a deeper dive into what really gave you the motivation to step out of corporate America, what gave you the motivation to actually write the book. And I think a lot of people that are watching or listening may be in that same situation where they know they need to make a change in their life, but you know, change is scary. And certainly I believe you're a single mom, so that makes it even more scary. So you're an accountability coach. So it's a very important thing. Angela's my accountability coach. So she does a great job at it. But tell us a little bit about your history. I know you've got the automotive history, but talk about your personal history as how you got to where you are today.
Sure, absolutely. So I started my career a little over 20 years ago in automotive, started kind of from the very ground level as a sales consultant, worked my way all the way up to where I was running a store as a general manager, and then got an opportunity to step away from the retail side, and I took on an executive position as a VP for an administrator. So I was able to get the opportunity to kind of use the knowledge that I had in retail and take on more of a corporate role and lead a team in that capacity. During that time and during my journey in automotive, I started writing my book, Chasing Bentley's The Power of Accountability, because as I dove deeper and deeper into personal development, I became hyper aware of my own lack of personal accountability and how it had affected my life throughout the years. And so once I was able to embrace the concept and really start using those tools in my everyday life, my life and my confidence started to really shift. When I actually stopped blaming or looking at reasons why my life maybe felt unfulfilling or not what I wanted it to be. When I stopped that and really became accountable to my own decisions, became responsible for my own actions and my own joy, that's when my life shifted and I decided to publish my book.
And I love it. So talk a little bit about what your book shares.
Sure. So of course, main theme throughout my book is the power of accountability and how people can use it not just in a professional way, but in a personal way to either isolate their purpose, to be able to gain insight on how to develop more internal tools to hold themselves accountable to their goals or what action they're trying to take in their life to be able to reach the type of goals or the type of lifestyle that they want. I was really surprised in writing the book how much of my personal life I ended up sharing. But as I dove deeper into what exactly accountability had done and what type of catalyst it was, I ended up in kind of weaving my personal story throughout it just to show the readers that regardless of your circumstances, when you embrace accountability, it can have life-changing results.
Well, I can't agree more. I talk about being responsible and accountable instead of being trying to justify and lay blame. But it's also basically you become a victor in your life instead of a victim. And there's just so much victimology out there. So many people want to blame everybody else for their circumstances. So I think your message is very important, and certainly now more than ever. So tell me a little bit about how your book has been received, because I know it went to number one on the charts on Amazon. So congratulations for that. Share a little bit more about what the book did.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. So yes, very thankfully, the book has done really well. It hit number one in Women in Business within the first week of launch. And since then, I've had a lot of automotive executives, a lot of dealer principals reach out, want to order the books for their staff. And I've just been really pleased with how well receptive it's been, considering I was pretty raw throughout the book. I talk a lot about the industry. I talk a lot about my experience. I talk a lot about my my marriage. I mean, things that I definitely was a failure in that I can own up to, that I now have learned to kind of take ownership of. I put it all in the book, and it's been very well received.
So talk about that decision you made to step away from, it was a six-figure salary, a high income, and to really take on the opportunity to be an entrepreneur, to start your own company.
Yeah, so I will tell you, I'm not going to tell you it isn't scary. It was very scary to take the leap, but I have a lot of supportive people in my corner, and I really came to a place where I had to make a decision. I had my very comfortable, very safe existence. I was making, multi six figures in my corporate job. And I was doing accountability and executive coaching kind of on the side. I was finding a lot of joy doing that. But it got to a point where I just decided that I had to hold myself accountable to. I needed to make a decision. I needed to either jump, or I needed to dedicate my life to making a positive impact in other people's lives and not play small. I felt like I needed to go ahead and play big, and to use your words, Ms. Sharon Lecter. But
I love it. That's why we have you on the podcast.
Yeah. Thank you. But I mean, really, people like you and Lisa Copeland and all these other amazing women that I've seen, that I've been inspired by, that have built their own businesses and that I know at some point in their lives have had to just go for it. I thought, I'm in my 40s. If I'm going to do it, I need to do it now. Now's the time. So as a single mom, I took the leap. I gave notice at my corporate job and shook their hand, and I thanked them very much for all the support, and I decided to start my own business, which...
And you're still basically in your first year, right?
Yes, ma'am. I'm in my first year. So
any surprises that you want to share?
There's a lot of surprises. So you figure out real quick, how to self-motivate 24/7, because it definitely, when you run your own business, is not less time than working a corporate job. It's actually more. But I've also found how joyful it is to know I'm 100% responsible for what I get out of my business. If I choose to not work on marketing, or if I choose not to spend every moment trying to share my message, then the results I'm going to get out of what I put in are going to reflect exactly that I was willing to put out. So it's been a great learning journey, and so far, so good. So hopefully things will continue to trend in this direction. And I'm a firm believer in hard work. I don't think it can just happen. I think you have to put the work in.
And you have a daughter, I believe, right?
I do. So my greatest joy, I'm so proud of being a mom, and I have a 7-year-old little girl who is thrilled with the fact that I get to take her to school every morning now. My travel schedule now revolves more around my co-parenting schedule. So I have a phenomenal ex-husband who is very, very supportive and collaborative, as far as he wants me to be able to grow my business as well. So he works with me anytime I have to travel, so I don't have to use a nanny. So I'm really fortunate.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's also unique in a lot of situations. So, yes, but that's a testament to who you are and what you give back, because it takes two to be able to get along after a divorce. So that's fabulous. So Melissa, how can people find you?
People can find me either on social media. I'm on Facebook, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, or actually I prefer just send me an email. My email is melissa@melissabarreau.com. Please feel free to reach out with any questions. If you just want to connect, that is really the best way to contact me. Or you're welcome to call my cell. I'm absolutely an open book. My cell phone number is 214-449-7020. And you can always order my book on Amazon or at barnesandnoble.com.
Good job. Proud of you. I was waiting to see that come into the frame. For those of you that are listening, she's holding up a copy of the book of her book, Chasing Bentleys.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And once again, Sharon, I'm so honored you asked me to be on your podcast. I love listening to your podcast. You have so many great guests, and I just want to thank you.
Well, we're delighted to have you, Melissa, and you're actually going to also participate in a program we're doing right now called Refire, which is really to re-energize your life moving forward. So I'm excited to have you participate in that. So what's the next chapter for you, Melissa? What does your next year, 3 years look like?
Okay, so my next year, I'm really going to focus on scaling. I know on my 3-year long-term, it's a different sort of to scale. But these first 12 months, I'm working on my marketing. I'm retuning my website. I'm spending a lot of focus on taking the clients that I have, making sure they're all getting great ROI. I'm spending money on my own education. I'm spending money to make sure that I am building a business that's aligning with my personal mission statement, with my core values. And then my 3-year goal would be to start a nonprofit so I can start giving back as much as my clients are investing in.
That's wonderful. That's fantastic. Now, we talk about on this program a lot the importance of mentoring. So talk a little bit about how mentoring has played a role in your life and see how it goes forward.
Yeah, absolutely. So I would say maybe 10 years ago is when I hired my first coach. So my coach got me kind of on the path of personal development. My first coach was a life coach. My second coach was a business coach, and really kind of allowed me to focus on what I needed to grow and concentrate on to develop so that I could, if I wanted to in the future, start my own business and do the internal work that I needed to do to be able to give back to other people in a way that was beneficial. So I'm a firm believer in if there's things that you need to work on before you can be an asset or be a really good influence in someone else's life, you have to align your core values first. And so I was able to hire coaches. I've always had mentors. Even when I transitioned out of the automotive industry on the retail side into the corporate side, I had a mentor there. I would count Lisa as one of my great business mentors that when I have a question, I always reach out and run it by her. But I could not operate even now without a great circle of mentors.
And it's so important because business is a team sport. You're trying to do it on your own. You're not going to go get the exponential growth that you do when you have people that have been there, done that, that are there to support you and open doors for you. Mm-hmm. So as people are watching and listening and they're thinking about maybe a transition or a change that they need in their life, share a little bit of your accountability coaching on how you would coach them on making that decision and preparing for it and then actually following through.
Absolutely. So a lot of people will ask me the question, well, should I quit my job? Should I start my own business? And if you're asking the question, I always recommend as someone who focuses on accountability that they need to take the first step of looking at a strategic approach to making that happen. You can't just up and quit your job and go after your goals. It sounds like a great thing to do, but you need to write down if that's something that you can do now or something you can do 90 days from now. And if you don't have mentors in place, if you don't have a support system in place, if you don't have everything written out as far as a 1-year plan for your goals, a 3-year plan for your goals, a 5-year plan for your goals, if you haven't written out a business plan of what your business is going to look like, how you're going to be able to monetize it, look at if you have multiple revenue streams that are going to allow you to take that type of leap, then as someone who focuses 100% on accountability, I would strongly urge you to take personal accountability to do those things first.
And to highlight the multiple streams of income, it's so important. I talk, so many people decide to quit their job and start their business and they have no cushion. And that's, it just pains me, because then you start, you're starting your business with a high level of stress, and you know, high emotion means low intelligence. So it's really important to, you know, take the time to plan, and don't quit your job until you have planned out what the future is going to be like, so that you can hit the ground running. So per se. So again, let's show your book and tell them it's available on Amazon. I know, Chasing Bentleys.
Yes, ma'am. So available on Amazon, also available on barnesandnoble.com. So if you Google it, all the different retailers will show up. And I do want to say, Sharon, I mean, if there's people out there listening, or if someone's watching the live podcast, I don't want anyone to feel like they can't achieve their goals. Everyone has the ability and the capability to be able to go after what they want. You just have to put some thought and, like Sharon said, take a strategic approach to making it happen. I spent a year planning out my exit. And during that year, I planned accordingly, and that's how I was able to start my own business.
I'm so glad you shared that, because it's important. You have to do it with planning, careful planning, and planning, you know, to do it for a year, I think is fantastic advice to anybody watching and listening, because while time is precious, and you want to make sure that you are creating a roadmap that's going to keep you heading in a positive way. And when you step out, not without proper planning, you're going to have surprises that hold you back and stumbling blocks. So it's so important to do that planning. And you know, the word accountability, people tend to shy away from, because it's it means actually being responsible for yourself. But it's so important to incorporate that in your life. So Melissa, thank you so much for being with us. You're going to hang in there for a few minutes, because we're going to do another recording for the private Facebook group, the Playbook Movement with Sharon Lecter. And if you have not joined our group, please do, because it's all about playing big. It's about being authority, being number one in your field, living your legacy every day, and that's really understanding the impact that you make on others so that you can have maximum impact. And so I'm very proud of you, Melissa. I really support you, and I think it's wonderful. A young woman in her 40s making that decision at the height of her success in her corporate job to recognize and to make the plan to really do what was in her heart. So
You know, Sharon, a year ago, I read Think and Grow Rich for Women. And that book is one of the books that inspired me to start planning my strategy. So thank you.
Oh, wonderful. What a nice thing to hear. We'll have to talk about that some more in a minute. So thank you so much. And everybody, thank you. Rewind and re-listen, because you know, change is just part of life. But understanding the importance of being accountable and making the decision to what you want and then laying the foundation, the plan, is what Chasing Bentleys is all about. And so, Melissa, thank you so much. And for all of you, thank you for participating and watching or listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much, and have a fabulous day.